Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's business editor, Matt Allagaier, takes us to the west of Hamburg city centre to visit an urban beach perched on the northern bank of the Elbe River, the Elbe Strand. And here he is.
Cities regularly offer up moments of staggering juxtaposition, whether it's the well-heeled elite living cheek by jowl with people on the breadline, or the globally recognisable landmark nestled next to the local staple. In some cities, you stumble across the old and the new thrown thoughtlessly together, or a precious pocket where nature flourishes in the middle of the built environment. However, few places present as stark a contrast as the Elbstrand in Hamburg. This urban beach on the north bank of the Elbe River, just to the west of the city centre, looks like any other beach anywhere in the world. An inviting stretch of yellow sand, hordes of sun-worshipping city dwellers getting their kit off, and glittering water lapping at the shore. In summer, it's a picture-perfect scene, except, that is, for what lies directly opposite on the southern bank. You see, the Elbe is, and has always been, the main artery feeding Hamburg's economy, going back to the days when it was one of the Hanseatic cities that dominated trade on the North and Baltic seas. Today, Hamburg is still one of Europe's busiest port cities, an entry point into Europe for ships from North America and Asia, and a gateway to the world for Germany's many exporters. And today, that port sits on the southern bank of the Elbe, opposite the Elbstrand. So, around 500 metres across the water from where the summer revellers lounge on the sand is a battalion of industrial cranes, painted in striking red and blue uniforms, standing to attention on the opposite bank. Vast container ships regularly drift past on their way to the ocean or pull into port. Then the cranes crank into motion, lifting boxes off the laden vessels. Viewed from the Elbstrand on the opposite shore, this scene becomes a mesmerising piece of silent, slow-motion entertainment. The juxtapositions are extreme. You have the imposing scale of the cranes and the tiny bodies laid out on the sand, the natural world facing off against the most man-made of landscapes. And then there are these city residents snatching a moment of relaxation on a Saturday afternoon against the inexorable churn of global commerce. If contrasts are what make cities such surprising, fascinating and at times vexing places to live, then Hamburg's Elbstrand surely boasts some of the starkest.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Matt Allagaier for pulling on his swimming costume this week. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.